Chapter 2. Philip McDowell glanced around at his parents and all three of his brothers gathered around the breakfast table, a rare occurrence. His mother was smiling and his father was frowning.
"So you're finally going to fight in the war against Napoleon?"
his oldest brother Damien asked Philip, taking a sip of tea and following it with a bite of bread.
"Not exactly." "Leave him alone, Damien,"
Nathan, his clergyman brother, said.
"He's probably spying on some evil framebreakers union or a bunch of lawless men bent on burning mills in Manchester. He can't tell us where he's going, or he'd have to kill us."
"That's right," Thomas, his second oldest brother, added. "But don't mock him. If he gets a commendation from the Prince Regent, we'll all be shown up."
"Well, I am very proud of Philip," his mother said. "He's been serving our country in the Home Office, and whatever they ask him to do, I'm sure he will do the job very well indeed."
"Thank you, Mother." "When are you getting promoted?"
his father demanded.
"I haven't heard anything about a promotion for more than a year. What do you do in the Home Office anyway?"
"Whatever I was doing, Father, I'll be doing something else for the next several weeks. I only told you so you will not worry if you cannot reach me, and I will probably not be able to write to any of you."
Philip wished he had not told them anything. Let them find out when it was all over. But his mother did not deserve to have her letters unanswered without an explanation. He should expect some teasing from his brothers. As the youngest, he was used to it. When the meal was over, Philip made his way downstairs, thinking he might play some billiards for an hour before he had to leave. On the way down, he met Clara, his mother's maidservant.
"Good afternoon, Clara."
She smiled, but then seemed unable to meet his eye. "Good afternoon, Mr. Philip." His mother, distraught, had told him earlier that morning that she suspected Clara was with child. "I am very sad to get rid of her," she confided. "But what choice do I have? I cannot have her here. It isn't done. What would everyone say?"
He almost said, "Why do you care what everyone will say?"
But he knew how cruel people could be if one disobeyed society's rules. Instead, he said,
"Do you know who the father is? Perhaps he will do right by her and the child."
She shook her head. "I have not asked her yet."
"Perhaps she has family who can care for the child, and she can come back to work after the baby is born."
Mother smiled at him. "Even though you are my youngest, you always were the most mature." She stood up straighter, as if casting off the burden that had been weighing on her. "I am sure all will be well. It is certainly nothing for you to worry about, Philip, and so we shall speak of it no more." Now, as Philip made his way down the stairs, he noticed his brother Damien was behind him. Philip glanced back just in time to see a significant look pass between the maidservant Clara and his brother. Damien's look was stern, while Clara's eyes filled with tears. After she passed by him, she practically ran the rest of the way up. Philip's heart sank as he continued down the stairs.
"Why don't you play a game of billiards with me?"
Damien took the steps two at a time, catching up with him. He clapped his hand on Philip's shoulder. The game was friendly, up until Philip won.
"There's a first time for everything."
Damien curled his lip.
"Why don't you tell me where you're going? Did you get some girl pregnant and have to stash her away somewhere?"
He laughed a loud, ugly guffaw. Philip felt the heat travel from the back of his neck to his forehead.
"No, Damien. I have not slept with my mother's maidservant, as you have clearly done."
Damien stopped short, his jaw hardening.
"How did you know about that?"
"How could you take advantage of a servant girl in such a way? You are a Member of Parliament. You should adhere to a higher standard than the average man.
Who made you my judge?
Do you plan to marry the girl?"
"Are you daft?" he snorted. "She's only a servant."
"Is that why you aren't interested in any of the ladies Mother has tried to match you with? Well, I think you should tell Mother. She might treat the girl better if she knows she's carrying the first McDowell grandchild."
Damien's face flamed red.
"Listen to me, little brother. You are not to tell Mother anything."
Damien took a step toward Philip, his hands clenching into...